Oh, it's on.
It's April 17th, 2014, UWF-UFF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
Mike Vandermore.
Cindy Faria.
Anita Schoenberger.
Tom Wozlevec.
John Fink.
All right, them in. Okay, speak.
We have a revised.
Bearing gifts.
All right.
Language.
What is it?
Okay. Yeah, I got an extra one.
Okay.
Got lots of extra ones. So this is okay. This is our latest effort at a sustained performance evaluation piece for this article. It says at the top UWF BOT proposal number one, but ignore that. I think it's proposal number.
Yeah, really.
Proposal
three. Proposal. But just for clarify, this though, is this going to replace B1 in Article 11 in
yes.
Toto? It's just going to okay.
Yeah. Appendix L will be the list of those positions that are in addition to the tenured ranks of professor and associate professor and university librarian and associate university librarian that we talked about adding into the mix.
Is Appendix L a new appendix?
It's going to be a new appendix.
Okay. Yeah. Is it going to replace the other appendix or just going to be an additional one?
It'll be an additional appendix.
Okay. So you're going with 6.4 and 3.1.
Well, we are still looking at, that's something we still have to talk about is the money. Over the past 6 days since you put on the a different number for the professorial rank as opposed to the associate, we have not finished our analysis of how much that might cost out, whether it's more or less. But we like the idea that we have a separate amount for professor and university librarian as opposed to associate professor and university associate librarian. So
these numbers are not final from you?
I looked online to see, I looked at our previous documents to see the breakdown for associate to full professors, and I think the numbers that we had were something like 58 full professors and 63 or 64 associate professors. And that was just from the in-unit list that we had. So it would actually, in this structure, if there are more associates than fulls, save a little bit money with the 6.3.4.2 versus blanket $5,000, $2,500. Mm-hmm. But is there anything different in here from what we've talked about previously, or that we should be alerted to?
Yeah, I think besides trying to fix language, I think nine. I would draw your attention to nine. Because we have kind of expanded nine, and that's just a new language there.
Okay. Do you want to just talk us through just the thought on it?
We thought that if you're, this is a critical piece of the entire program, and that we should be specific about it so that it's not arbitrary or ad hoc, that not different chairs are doing different things.
Yes.
We want everyone who falls into this category to have a clear path as to what they have to do and what the expectations will be. So we tried to be explicit about it.
Did anything change in 11.4? Is criteria the same? I know you included it.
And I think the only reason we included it is because take it off.
Okay.
Just because the next one.
Okay.
I think we went on to that page.
Sure.
Can I have a question on nine?
Yeah.
Just to clarify, if a faculty member is tenured or non-tenured, August tenured, and does and has an unsatisfactory rating.
Yeah.
Can this lead to the tenure being revoked or anything like that? What exactly is there spelled out? Because the faculty would ask us.
Yeah. Well, tenure is never revoked. Is it possible that someone is, through this process, identified as so deficient in what they're doing that they fall into some kind of remediation? Yes, that could happen.
A remediation, okay. Yeah.
And, you know, that's that could implicate a disciplinary action.
We just want to make sure that it doesn't initiate a disciplinary action automatically. Like, we understand that it could. It could potentially lead to disciplinary action, but we didn't want it to be an automatic.
I don't think disciplinary.
Doesn't seem to be here at all. One quick question we did have about the performance improvement plan. Mm-hmm. If, let's say, following these guidelines, a performance improvement plan is defined and initiated by the provost for a faculty member, and they say it was initiated because the faculty member had bad teaching evaluations, mm-hmm. and they said, I want to see at least excellent or above in your teaching evaluations for the next 3 years.
Right.
So that 3-year process goes forward, and the faculty member meets that performance improvement plan. At that point, would, by the completion of the performance improvement plan, would they potentially receive a satisfactory level increase, or would they wait until the next 6-year, the next 6-year cycle for the sustained performance evaluation?
I don't have an answer for that question. I guess the team has to talk about that. Isn't that true?
True. We want to talk about
it. Yeah. So just something to think about.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll caucus and look over a little bit.
And you know, before we go to the caucus, why don't we talk about the rest of this article? I think there's a section on sustained performance evaluation that's in the second paragraph of the front of this article, and I would suggest that we eliminate the definition of the sustained performance evaluation that appears there, because mm-hmm. it's more specifically mm-hmm. defined now in this subsection. So we would just probably
would you keep the annual evaluation definition in there and just delete B?
I think we just, well, I don't even know if we need to delete B. We could just say it's as defined
below. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other issue is when we looked at the language, we had a bit of an issue with the process of classroom visit observation, and so we're going to probably raise an issue about that. Talk about the process of classroom observation. Is that correct?
The process mm-hmm. of observation, you said.
Yeah.
I mean, as in the classroom.
Yeah, I mean, as it would relate to the annual evaluation, not the sustained performance evaluation.
Where is that here?
It's not here. Yeah. It's in the book.
Which
yeah.
Right. Sources and methods of evaluation. Mm-hmm. C, which is about halfway
it's
down page 21.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is there a specific issue that you guys want to discuss?
Well, yeah. Let me see if I can just capture it, if I understand it. The C requires in every instance a 2-week notice for observation. There may be circumstances that come up from time to time where a more immediate observation would be appropriate. We want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
You know, like if someone
goes.
Well, you know, if you give somebody 2 weeks notice sometimes, it you don't get an accurate.
So you mean 2 weeks to the instructor?
There's 2 weeks to the instructor now.
Yeah.
And sometimes, in certain circumstances, it would be appropriate to have less notice,
mm-hmm.
depending upon a complaint that's received or something like that. So
okay.
We want to think about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds great.
Where would we need?
Okay.
It was excellent. So.
Gets wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we think this looks very good. We're very, you know, I feel we're very close on this. A couple of small things.
Okay.
Our preference is for the 6,000, 3,000 model for full professors and the 4,000, 2,000 model for the associates. Okay. The reason for that preference is that, first of all, like, we want to make sure and have buy-ins from the associate professors on campus. Like, okay. You know, like, we don't want them to look at this and say, wait a minute, like, we're getting short shrift, you know, for whatever reason, right?
Okay.
And the other reason is that the 6-3-4-2 model, the percentages work out equally, okay, in that okay, sense. So that's our preference. It's not a deal breaker, but that's our preference.
Okay.
The other thing in 6 here on about the letters. So the first sentence says it will follow the tenure materials, which is fine. We're fine with. Then it says there shall be no external letters of recommendation included in the submission. The tenure process requires both internal and external letters, right?
Right.
So we would need clarification on whether or not internal letters, I think, are going to be used in that. Our preference is for no letters whatsoever to qualify it and say, mm-hmm, there shall be no internal or external letters.
Okay.
But that's something I think that we need,
okay,
clarification on. In 9 in the PIP, one of the differences here in the new performance improvement plan is a change in the language about who sort of defines the performance improvement plan. Like, previously it said the faculty member with his or her supervisor. And here, you know, it's the chair in consultation with the dean. We understand the shift in that because of the way the process has changed. Our preference is to include the faculty member in that process at some point as well. Right? So the language might read, the faculty member and chair in concert with the dean. So that faculty member has a space. It's not necessarily changing the authority of it, but it allows the faculty member to participate in defining that PIP.
And it's important to note that it's the opportunity. If they don't want to participate, that's their business, but they're at least given the opportunity,
okay,
to participate.
Well, all right. You know, when people come together to create a document, I guess at some point people can disagree and someone's got to have the final,
mm-hmm, right, sure,
authority to define, mm-hmm, the plan. So I guess I'm just seeing for clarification purposes, you want a role for a faculty member to have input,
yes,
but we want ultimately someone identified as saying,
yeah,
if we can't get together on this, this is the plan.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. The way the language reads now is that the faculty member is excluded from that process.
Okay.
So it's defined solely by the chair and the dean. And so we think that there should be space for the faculty member to provide input,
okay,
in that as
all
well.
Right.
But not to undermine the authority of, like, the supervisors to make, you know, the ultimate decision.
Okay.
Small thing, we might change the word, the chair will meet periodically with the faculty member to the chair will meet regularly with,
okay,
the faculty member, just something that we thought about. For this material, that's, you know, and then the question of, you know, what happens if they complete that PIP successfully, that we, do they receive a satisfactory increase at that time?
Okay.
Then the last thing also about, you mentioned the 2 weeks mm-hmm, pop-in. Our thought on that, we looked at it, read it closely, and the language right now seems to be pretty narrowly defined because it says specifically in regards to their annual evaluation. So our read on that language is that
it's
this is only in the context, that 2 week notice is only in the context of an annual evaluation.
So the way that you would interpret this contract is,
yeah,
that if,
yeah,
if you wanted to have a classroom observation tied to or to inform the annual evaluation, then you give 2 weeks notice.
Right.
But if there was some sort of
extenuating circumstance,
yeah, some need to go in immediately, you feel as if that would be allowed.
That's what we think the implication of the language,
okay,
says, that it's narrowly defined, that is the 2 week window is required only for tied to the annual evaluation, not if,
okay,
like, if a student came and complained and said this person is, you know, doing X in classroom or something, that,
right,
they might be.
Well, I mean, yeah, or somebody said this person seems to be
Incoherent.
Incoherent.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which you're going to be a lot
potentially
a lot.
Not potentially not breathing.
We don't have bargaining observation after if incoherency is the test, yeah, we'll have bargaining observation too. So
that's our thoughts on.
Okay, I appreciate that. Why don't with those issues? I think we need to take a caucus if you don't mind.
Okay,
because I think we can respond.
If this is sort of a, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop.
It's okay.
We'll stop.
We could also potentially TA just the language about the SPEs if we need further discussion about the 2-week notice, okay. If possible.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Two of the things that you have raised, Jonathan, we're going to have to get some clarification on, but we tried in this period of time, we were running out of time, and that is the $2,000 instead of the $1,000. Although, you know, as a team, we think that's going to fly.
Okay.
It's just that whenever we commit to money, we have to get those people who spend it.
Sure.
To set the
well, and that was a clear when I, it wasn't just to increase the one from the two.
We have to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. And it wasn't just to increase the one to the two, but it would change 6,000, 3,000, and 4,000, 2,000, rather than 6,000, 4,000, like 3,000.
Oh, I see. So,
yeah, so it would actually lower. Yeah.
Say it again.
Okay, so what you guys put forward was 6,000, 4,000, 3,000, 1,000, mm-hmm. right? We're saying 6,000, 3,000, right?
Lower.
And that's a lower one.
Okay.
And then 4,000, 2,000.
Okay. Right.
So just the shift from professors to associate, so that there is no 1,000.
Yeah. That's
not looks so low.
I get you. I'm glad you clarified that.
Right.
Sure. Okay, we're going to check on the money, but we think. You know, by the next time we meet, we'll have the money nailed down.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
We're going to have to get some clarification on whether internal letters should be out of the mix too. So those two issues we're just going to have to get some clarification on. Changing periodically to regularly, we're good with.
Okay.
Having a sentence added that would. Allow for faculty input into the PIP, we're good with.
Great.
Good.
So I think that's, I mean, I think next time we meet, we're going to TA this.
Great.
Very good.
Great.
Very good.
So, when do you want to meet?
We're free.
Do we have anything planned yet or not?
We have nothing
planned
on the agenda yet. So, classes are ending up here next week, so anytime it's really pretty much fine.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because we have nothing to do with, like, grading finals or anything.
Yeah. Well, but yeah.
So, what do you think?
Monday morning?
You mean this coming Monday?
This Monday.
No, we can't. You can't even get public notice.
No one is interested. Huh?
So what's the soonest date we have?
24th, then, is the closest.
What day is today?
Today's 17th.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks?
To notice?
Sure?
You only need a week to notice, right?
We only need a week to notice, but we need 2 weeks to get everything.
Okay, well, that's...
It's shorter than 1 week. We don't really have enough information.
May 1st?
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, May 1st is a Thursday.
Which is 2 weeks from now.
We could do that.
Okay.
In the morning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Same time?
I've got something, but I may or may not...
9 o'clock?
What's a good time for you two? You two are the most. Yeah, I'm unimportant.
I'm 9's fine with me. I'll just drive over the night before. It's either that or if we could do it at 10, that'd be great because I could drive over that morning.
Well,
what do you have?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Mike's going, oh.
Well, okay. In that week, I have, well.
The week of the 28th of April.
Yeah, okay. I have. I'm in Philadelphia on the 1st.
Good.
When are you back?
I'm back on Saturday morning.
Oh.
Could you...
The 5th then?
I'm good on the 5th.
5th?
I cannot do the morning. I can't do the 5th.
What about the 28th, 29th, or 30th? Would there be any time on that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before you go to Philadelphia? Mm. Does that give us enough time?
I won't be here on Monday, but I'll be here on Tuesday, Wednesday.
I can do the 29th.
29th, mm-hmm. in the morning.
April 20th. What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
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 Tuesday the 29th.
Okay. What time?
9 o'clock in the morning. Brandon?
Mm. That bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Afternoon? Midday?
I don't know if I can cancel that.
Okay.
Try.
Yeah, I think you can't do the 28th, right?
Right.
I have the 5th. I have the 6th.
Yeah, those are fine with me.
I have the 7th.
Those are all good for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If one of those
six
that is in the break. During the break, or is it final exam? What is
it's
that?
Fine. Grades are due the morning of the 6th.
Oh, okay.
Morning of the 6th?
Morning of the 6th, our grades are due.
With the banner? So
which is we start
at 9.
This is not banner yet.
You want to start at 9 on the 6th?
Fall is banner.
Everybody okay? 9 on the 6th?
Okay, so May 6th, Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Going once, going twice.
Yeah. Bingo.
I'll notice it.
Do we want to put down a second one while we're here, or... Mm-hmm. We could do any time that next week as well.
That's a break.
We can go for 2 hours on the 5th, the 6th, mm-hmm. rather. Mm-hmm.
So then the next week is break, so you're
although I'm not going to be here, it's just that it's a break. We're just trying to prepare our summer classes. That's the only time we have.
We can come back with half answers.
I'm gone on the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th.
A quick question. I don't know if this is our standard protocol, but would there be a possible? Because it'd be nice to kind of get all this stuff signed mm-hmm. off on. On the 6th to have 3 hours is a possibility rather than 2. Is that are we allowed to do?
I can't.
Okay,
I'm locked
on
that.
That's fine.
All right. On the so if you wanted to go to the week of the 19th, I have the 20th, 21st, 22nd, or 23rd.
I'm good.
Any of those are fine by me.
Yeah. I'm banned on the 21st, but the rest of the week is good.
How about you?
Yeah, 21st, 22nd.
Let's
22nd. I can do 22nd.
Instead of the 22nd, because you said you could
do
the
22nd. Then.
But just something that basically just John mentioned. Since we meet on the 6th, but you cannot meet for 3 hours, how about doing what we have done before, 2 days later, follow up to make sure we nail it, the SPA? How about having one on the 8th to really nail that? But it's not done by the end of the 6th. Is that possible? It would be a huge thing accomplished by all of us if we can wrap it up, that part at least.
Well, I can do the 8th.
Just wait, see what that team has.
I cannot do the 8th.
9th?
Yeah.
Mike, 9th in the morning?
I can do the 9th.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. This is just a backup, just in case where you're short of, you know, caucusing and so on and so on.
I think that would also help us, because it would be nice. I think we're very close to getting this finished.
Yes, exactly.
My preference, as we move closer towards the end of the legislative session, we get mm-hmm. a little more clarity on that, is to also try and wrap up some of the other articles to TA. I think to move forward with status quo language on the disciplinary action and grievance. We talked about some components of those, but I think we're fine with status quo language on either of those. And to try and wrap up, Brendan, you'd mentioned previously that you all had received approval for the multi-year contracts in concept, to get some of that language nailed down, as well as potentially the domestic partner benefits, because we had talked about that broadly, to bring that back into the conversation a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll also write up some material about, in Article 3, some thoughts about the UFF rights. as well. So having all that's a long winded to say that having the 6th and the 9th together could be a nice space to wrap up some of that other stuff as well.
I want to talk about that for a minute. What I'm trying to say is that when we have meetings very close together, we can't accomplish much in between. It just, we're not a fleet-footed machine. And so we come, and I hate to disappoint your expectations that we'll have something for you. Mm-hmm. And so I thought the idea as a backup is a good one, but in terms of having another installment, mm-hmm. I'm a little concerned about it being disappointing.
Okay. All right, so as long as the expectation is that
the night is a backup.
No, it's really just it is a backup to wrap things up in case the 2 hours aren't enough.
So how about this? So we have May 6th is locked down. Then we'll have May 9th only as a backup to complete SPEs if needed.
Yeah, that's right. What
and then we've already said that May 22nd as a so that could be our next scheduled date.
I think
it's a good idea.
But what time?
What about the thought of?
What time on the 22nd?
9 a.m. is fine for me on it. I mean, that seems to be a good time, but...
All right, that's fine. I just want to make sure I'm...
Is everybody okay with 9 a.m. on the 22nd?
No, it's actually very painful, but...
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I thought if you want to start later.
Yeah, we can start later.
I'm always happy to start 10. That's it. That's great. Allows me to drive over that morning.
It allows me to drive over that morning.
Okay. So do you want the 6th to be 10 a.m. also? City.
Yeah, I know.
Tom would have to stay on 10.
No, the 6th I have to have. Oh,
okay.
So we'll leave on the 6th, we'll leave it at 9. Okay. On the 9th, what hours do we want?
So 10 to 12?
10 to 12.
10 to 12?
Back up.
I can't go all the way to 12 because I have to be out in Milton. Okay. Right after that.
9 to 11 then?
9 to 11 on the
9th. 9 to 11, same thing then.
Yeah. And then on the 22nd?
10 to 12.
Go with 10 to 12?
You put it down.
What do you have?
Is everybody okay?
Yeah,
that's fine.
So we've got May 6th, 9 to 11. May 9th only as a backup if needed from 9 to 11. And then May 22nd from 10 to 12 is our next regular schedule.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What I was saying,
Mike, I thought you and Tom were roommates. Is that not?
Yeah.
Is that? I thought. Oh.
What I was saying is that the event of the night, you drop off to them some of the things you might want to TA. That way, when you come back on the 22nd, I can decide if those would be able to be taken. You know, that would have a chance to give more new stuff.
Well, we can do that. I mean, prepare that too for the 6th.
Okay, for the 6th.
Excellent.
So there's something to read in the off time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. All right, everybody. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good work.
Okay.